All right, we are learning how to teach Better Man Session 8. A real man loves and protects God's woman, which is the second responsibility in our definition of biblical manhood. Robert, what do we need to know to do this? This is a big one here.
Yeah, and I would say, even at the start, what you just said, keep in mind as a speaker, you're helping these guys understand that you defined manhood in session 5 by giving 4 life-giving responsibilities. And now, starting in session 7, 8, 9, 10, you're taking each one of those life-giving responsibilities and breaking it down practically. That's what you did last week and talking about, you know, how to grow spiritually, how to have time with God alone and His Word. This week, on the second life-giving responsibility, which is loving and protecting a woman, you're going to break it down practically as well and finish out the next 2 in the final 2 weeks. So you want to start here at the beginning, letting the men know first that you're going to be addressing loving and protecting the woman, which, as you guys know, is a very sensitive session, especially in the 21st century, where women, you know, are highly sensitive to how men speak of them, talk of them, interact with them. They want to feel safe. They want to feel protected. And the last thing you want to do in this session is to do anything that would in any way demean a woman. This is lifting up women and calling men to do that. So make sure you're well prepared and make sure you speak highly of women in this session. You'll see in this session on 2A, that mirror image again, what you're going to do is talk about 2 types of men, the life-giving man and the lost man. And then you're going to ask the guys, after you talk through that, you're just going to pause and let the guys look and see where they think they are on that scale between life-giving and lost. And just take a moment and mark it. It just gives the guys a way to personally process the information you're teaching them. When you go through the 3 statements of what your wife needs most, you're going to highlight 3 major things that women most need in a relationship with a man. You want to use as many personal illustrations as you can. You want to connect with the guys as a man dealing with his own woman. So use personal illustrations. You'll also see another man in the mirror image at the end of 3A when you're talking about a wife's love language. And what you want to do is, after you've explained those love languages, you want the guy to evaluate, what is my wife's love language? And just put an X by the one he thinks is his wife's primary love language. And after he does that, after you pause for a moment to let him do that, then you want to say, guys, a great thing to do tonight is to go and just share with your wife what you're learning in Better Man, and share with her these 5 love languages. She may already know them, but for you to talk to her about it, that'll be a great engagement point, a great win for you, just that you're bringing it up and saying, you know, you have an idea of what you think her love language is, but you want to ask her what she thinks her love language is. And once she shares it, just interact with her over it and ask her, maybe, what are some ways I can best love you in that way? Guys, the guys hearing that, if they do that, they're going to win big that evening and thank you for it later. So just a little heads up on the love languages. Listen to Tim Lundy carefully speak on point 3C, which is the major point that says she needs the freedom to choose. This is going to talk about something highly sensitive, and that is the workplace, women working, finances, you as a man providing financially for your family. Rather than elaborate on that, just listen to how Tim does it. He does it in a great way, does it very sensitively, because this point is very challenging for men today, most of which are going to have working wives. So you want to do it in a way that both calls a man up to be more financially responsible and let his wife know that he wants to be that, but also in a way that doesn't demean her as working in any way and gives her options, because the key to this last point is just to give the wife more options. And Tim does a great job in explaining that. Be sure, as you're going through that last point on finances and work, to read the surveys, because they give authenticity to some of the things that you're saying from a secular standpoint. They back up what the Bible is already saying, so it just gives you some greater support. And then at the end, exhort the men to apply something from the lesson right now. You might go back again to the love languages. But if nothing else, if they just go home and say, here are three things I learned today that would help me love you well. Just talking to your wives about things you're learning as men gather together in a way that your wives go, wow, that's good stuff. Guys, help the men win with their women. That's what I want you to do. And that's how you should be teaching that. So this is a sensitive session you want to be careful with, but at the same time, it could be a powerful session, and it also brings into crystal clear clarity how men best engage with the woman in their life, which will have more to do with their happiness than anything else outside of God himself.
Yeah, I love this session, and I love the way you've handled several of the things here. Five love languages. I got a chance to meet Gary Chapman. And just amazing to, it was funny because at this event, everybody was affirming him and thanking him for, I said, I sure hope your love language is words of affirmation.
Because you're getting a lot.
Otherwise, this isn't helping at all. but you know, he had no idea when he wrote that just how God was going to use that and how far reaching, but it's been an incredible tool for people to be able to talk about how they give and receive love and experience it. So that's so amazing. Once again, Robert, kind of like the parenting session or the dad session earlier, there are going to be some men here that aren't in a relationship, that aren't married, that kind of go, what does this have to do with me? How do we make sure we really capture the single men and help them understand why this is important?
Yeah, well, they again, and Tim does a good job with this, because he'll talk up to the single guys, talk to the guys who aren't presently married. You know, every man is, for the most part, is going to have a woman in his life at some point. So what you're saying is, guys, we're giving you in advance wisdom, really practical wisdom that will help you best engage with the women that come into your life and maybe the woman you make as your life partner. So
this will make you more dateable.
It'll make you more
dateable. It will help you find the right woman.
And keep the right woman.
Even more important.
which is what you want to do. But every guy wants to feel competent around a woman. Every guy wants to win. He wants to feel like, I know what to do. This information will help those guys who aren't presently in a relationship or maybe aren't dating right now to know what those elements are. And that's an invaluable gift to do it in advance.
Wonderful. Thank you. Well, best to you as you teach this. We'll be praying for you. And as you watch Tim's video, make those notes. Think about those stories from your own life. Think about the men that are going to be in your room, and just have a really great time with this session. This is so powerful because it's not just about the man, it's about the people in his life, and that's where we kind of start expanding from here.